Now, technically, I am working at the moment, but I have to admit, I am desperately in need of a holiday because I've heard that Kerala is really nice.
Well, it is. The southern Indian state is known for its beautiful beaches and scenic backwaters, so it is a good idea.
Well, let me have a quick look online. I'm going to put in Kerala tourism, beautiful beaches, gorgeous sunsets. Oh, what's this? There are pictures of all of these dogs, lots of dogs. Not sandy beaches, not what I was expecting. What's that all about?
Well, I'm not surprised. There's a big controversy about stray dogs in Kerala, and thousands are using the hashtag boycott Kerala.
Boycott the entire state of Kerala?
Yes, and one of the questions that is being asked is, are the animal rights activists going too far by asking to boycott an entire state?
Well, we'd be asking that question later on the program. Also, a year on from the killing of the black teenager Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, we'll be looking at how different generations of civil rights campaigners in America are using different social media sites to have very different conversations. This is BBC Trending. We're here on the World Service, online at bbc.com/trending and on Twitter at BBC Trending. With me this week is...
I'm Vikas Pandey from BBC Monitoring, and I'm going to talk about the beautiful Indian state of Kerala and also about dogs.
Our first story takes us to India, where dog lovers are mounting a campaign to boycott an entire state. But some people say they're going too far. Now, the problem of stray dogs is a common one across India, but there appears to be a particular problem in the southwest state of Kerala. So much so that the subject has become part of a national debate. Vikas, what is all of this about?
Well, it is a big issue online. In a nutshell, animal rights activists are upset about Kerala's plans to cull stray dogs. The state officials believe that dogs have become a nuisance and a threat to public safety.
Has it become a threat to public safety?
Well, the state officials say that they have seen a huge increase in the number of stray dog bites in the region. But then stray dogs are a problem across the country. They say that it has become particularly widespread in Kerala. So in retaliation, dog lovers have launched an online campaign to boycott the entire state and want travelers to stop going there. And if that happens, the local economy will suffer because tourism is the main source of income for the state.
Well, to get a better sense of the situation on the ground, I've been talking to Sneha Koshi, who's been covering this story for the Indian television network NDTV.
There's a lot of fear coupled with panic. Almost everybody is going ahead and saying that, you know, we can't go here for a walk, we can't go there for a meal, we can't go out in the night without a car. When I go and talk to people who have been victims of dog bites, there are people who say that, you know, they were just walking out on the streets, a dog got hold of their toe, a dog bit them, they tried to free themselves but they could not. They had to literally hold the dog by the neck and release themselves from its grip. On the other hand, the activists are also saying that it's essentially the human beings who are intruding into their territories. If you say about the activists, you know, there are a lot of people who are saying that several innocent dogs which are being culled, but that really isn't something which is out on records yet. None of us have been able to see that at the ground who have been following the story. Yes, there have been instances of dogs being culled in the past, but those dogs are rabid dogs.
So the activists are disputing the fact that dogs are aggressive or in any way dangerous, and they're disagreeing with these measures that the Kerala government is planning to adopt. They started a campaign on social media and they're using the hashtag Boycott Kerala. Rishi Dev is one of the organisers of the campaign.
We are asking to raise voice against the government of Kerala, and we are not going to participate in any kind of in trade or kind of a communication. If today I have to spend a vacation, I am not going to go to Kerala because pets have been killed, pets have been shot. If shooting goes on, if public culling goes on, what is the kind of impact it has on children?
So you're in Delhi. Are you really telling me that you're not going to go to Kerala because of this issue and you're going to encourage other people not to go either?
Yes, absolutely.
So this could be potentially damaging to the economy of the region?
No, it will not damage the economy of the region. It is only going to start a dialogue, which is what it has done.
Isn't that an extreme reaction for something that hasn't even happened yet?
Now, tell me, any other way by which the governance is going to listen?
Is that one dog in the background? How many dogs have you got?
Well, I'm feeding the dogs right now.
Oh, it's not a stray dog by any chance?
Of course, they are stray dogs.
Oh,
and
really?
We don't call them stray dogs. We call them semi-adopted dogs.
Semi-adopted dogs.
Yes, because they are a part of ecology. They have an ecological role to play. They are keystone species.
So they really want people to actually boycott the state of Kerala, Vikas?
Well, that's what they want. What they say is Kerala is taking an inhuman approach and they are going to cull dogs and they're totally against it. Not only they want people to stop going to Kerala, but they're also urging people to stop using its products.
Has the social media campaign been successful in any way?
Well, it's too early to say that it has been successful or not. Those who are supporting boycott ban Kerala hashtag, they are asking people to call up Kerala hotels and make fake bookings. But the campaign has also attracted some backlash, mostly in Kerala with boycott the hate hashtag, among others.
Boycott the hate. So like a counter hashtag is started.
Yes, that is. And what they are saying, there is no need to go as far as boycotting a whole state and spread what they say is false information. And I've also seen some pictures being shared on social media showing dogs being culled. But once you dig deeper, you find out that the pictures are actually from Pakistan.
So if you look at social media, it looks as if there's already been a massive cull. But in the reality, in Kerala, the cull hasn't even happened yet.
Well, that's true. Again, it is too early to even think whether there's going to be any impact on Kerala's tourism or not, because the cull hasn't even begun.
Okay, Vikas, thanks very much for being with us today.
I'm right here, dog. Where my dog's at? Be right here, dog. Where my dog's at?
You're listening to BBC Trending here on the BBC World Service.